This is the Parallax for Monday, July 13th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a significant loss in American politics. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has died at age 71 following what his office described as a brief and sudden illness. The D.C. medical examiner confirmed the cause as aortic dissection due to arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Graham had just won his GOP primary last month and served in the Senate since 2003. How outlets covered this tells you something about Graham's unique place in American politics. Fox News emphasized that President Trump spoke with Graham the night before his death, calling it possibly the senator's final call, and highlighted the immediate GOP scramble for his seat, with Trump already hinting at a preferred successor. But Axios took a different angle, reporting that Graham spent his final weeks laying groundwork for a Saudi-Israel normalization deal, and noting his death deprives countries like Ukraine and Israel of a committed congressional advocate. Meanwhile, The Guardian focused on his foreign policy legacy, his hawkish Iran platform and role in reshaping the conservative Supreme Court, and reported that tributes came swiftly from Israeli officials like Benjamin Netanyahu and Itamar Ben-Gvir. It's worth noting the Daily Wire reported that some on the left began celebrating online, citing Iranian television and a Lincoln Project member among those mocking the senator. In related news on Capitol Hill, Senate Republican Mitch McConnell, now 84, broke a 28-day silence on Sunday. McConnell revealed he took a fall that was linked to post-polio syndrome and subsequently developed mild pneumonia while hospitalized. Fox News reported the fall briefly left him unconscious. McConnell said he does not expect to return to the Senate floor quite yet, and that doctors are running tests to determine what caused the fall. His hospitalization had sparked weeks of mounting speculation about his health ahead of his planned retirement. Meanwhile, within the Democratic Party, tensions are escalating over its direction heading into 2028. Axios reports Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has called the next presidential race a once-in-a-generation battle over the party's core identity. Yet Shapiro has largely avoided directly criticizing the left wing, despite progressives winning primary after primary in recent weeks. Separately, veteran Democratic strategist James Carville issued sharp warnings that the party's socialist insurgents are focused on defeating fellow Democrats rather than Republicans, and that this will cost the party elections. The National Republican Congressional Committee has already begun circulating plans to tie centrist Democrats to progressive records in key races. Turning to the Middle East, the United States and Iran have traded a fresh round of military strikes over the weekend. U.S. Central Command confirmed it launched retaliatory strikes against Iran to degrade its ability to attack civilian mariners. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps struck U.S. military assets in Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and Jordan, and Iranian state media declared the Strait of Hormuz closed, a claim the U.S. disputed. Oil prices surged more than 4%, with Brent crude rising above $79 per barrel and WTI approaching $75. These exchanges represent the third consecutive weekend of escalating tit-for-tat attacks since a June ceasefire deal began fraying. Al Jazeera reported that Iran expanded its strikes to neutral Oman and the UAE for the first time since May, and included a warning from retired General Mark Kimmett that renewed fighting could push the two countries toward wider regional conflict. Bloomberg reported that global oil markets jumped on the strikes, with conflicting claims over the Hormuz status heightening uncertainty. But The Guardian ran an editorial warning that strikes and bluster on both sides, with Israel urging on Washington, are endangering the progress made, and noted the World Food Program is already feeding 1.5 million fewer people this year due to the conflict. Vice President J.D. Vance told The Daily Wire that Iran negotiations will continue until Trump wants them to stop. In quick hits, actor Sam Neill, known for Jurassic Park, has died at age 78 in Sydney. The New Zealand actor disclosed a rare lymphoma diagnosis in 2023. His family called the death sudden and unexpected. The former emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, also died Sunday at 74. He had transformed Qatar into a gas-rich regional power after taking it in a bloodless coup in 1995. That's the Parallax for Monday, July 13th. Thanks for listening.